Now, indeed, what we can show is that P actually satisfies the closed-loop Riccati equation. It's a little bit tedious to actually verify this equation holds, but what you can do is multiply out, and then you can see that using the x-infinity and y-infinity Riccati equation, you can see that actually P indeed solves this equation. And not only that, you can show that the AC plus BC, BC transpose P over gamma square has all the eigenvalues, has no eigenvalues, only imaginary axis. The reason is that is the first block of that matrix is it's anti-stable, which because coming from the condition of original Riccati equation inequality, because from the similarity transformation we know that A plus B1 transpose Y infinity is actually similar to the A plus B1 X transpose X over gamma square, which is anti-stable. So, and on the other hand, A plus B1 transpose X infinity over gamma square plus B2 F infinity is actually stable because X infinity is a stabilized solution. So by using one of the version of the boundary real lemma, remember that one of the results says if there's a P satisfied, the Riccati equation has no eigenvalues, only imaginary axis, then the norm is strictly less than gamma. Okay, so indeed we can conclude that the H-infinite norm condition is satisfied. And note that we do need that this Riccati equation solution has no eigenvalues, only imaginary axis, not necessarily stabilizing, because it's actually not stabilizing. To conclude that a strict inequality is satisfied. Now, of course, if you just want to conclude less than equal to gamma, then you don't need all this condition at all. You don't need to check whether the eigenvalues is in the right or left or no imaginary axis. It doesn't really matter. But if you want to conclude the strict inequality, you do need this condition.